Station, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Help support the information. We really appreciate any support you can provide to us by way of monetary donations to help support our goals of maintaining a free archive of continually updated audio covering a wide range of conspiratorial topics. All contributions will go towards our hosting costs, field recordings and travel expenses, and continual investment in equipment. You can support us now by clicking the PayPal link at the top right section of our homepage, theinformation.podbean.com. Many thanks in advance. The information.
Dominator Virus, The Legacy. Some researchers speak of how the New World Order has infiltrated the music industry, weaving unhealthy and satanic threads through the songs and imagery of popular bands. Most fans and musicians are ignorant of this manipulation and may well fall victim to its influence. Others are more enlightened and make music to counter these ills. Bands such as Killing Joke and Muse fall into this category, along with a much smaller outfit that was no less sincere. Indeed, 10 years on from its demise in 2003, the English progressive rock band Dominator Virus is finding a new audience through the medium of internet video, along with a recent screening at a film festival in Hungary. While they perform live on several occasions, perhaps the most memorable time was a joint gig featuring Dominator Virus and other bands, held at the Pressure Point Brighton on Wednesday, March 5th, 2003. This was a pub with a second bar upstairs, along with a performance area. The place had been known as the Richmond for many years and was a well-known music venue. Like many others in Brighton, it has since closed down. The building now operates as a backpacker's hostel. The band featured the following lineup, compiled as reliably as time and memory allow: Jack the Lad, vocals; Theologian, lead guitar; Peter Griffiths, bass guitar; Wayne John Sturgeon, drums; Ollie, rhythm guitar and synthesizer. Ollie left the gig before the end in order to play with another band across the road. Peter Griffiths of Dominator Virus says, "The intention of the band's purpose was to be spiritually based and steeped in old English history. For example, Kibber Kif Kin is about the Green Shirts of England from the early 1920s. The song Albion shares a similar feeling for the past. Albion is the original name for England, as you know, and the song refers to the dragons are all gone in the land of Tintagel, Avebury and the White Cliffs of Dover. We felt in the band that it will be a band of spiritual value and of alternative politics. Hence, we would have written songs about the Illuminati, the silent war being waged against the populations of the world, environmental abuse and so on. Dominator Virus would be a band with things to say about the truth of this world we live in, as we understand it to be. Hopefully, the songs we did perform reflected some of this energy and intent, because I don't remember any song being an out-and-out opinion on any particular subject. I like to think that the energy was felt by those who heard us, even if the songs were not specific and blunt." As it happened, the band was not alone in this musical genre. During the life of Dominator Virus, the band Killing Joke released their latest album. We were gobsmacked and to some extent disheartened. The Killing Joke album was filled with songs about the New World Order, despots, the silent weapons used in the silent war. Other themes were the invasion of the Middle East and those retards, the Illuminati. The success of Killing Joke caused a dilemma for the band, as Peter Griffiths explains. "This is exactly what we wish to do with Dominator Virus. Unfortunately, we were not signed up, nor did we have access to large crowds, as Killing Joke did. So we felt a little desperate. No one else was writing such songs except us and Killing Joke, but they had already arrived at the precise place that we were trying to reach." Since then, Muse has found great success in similar territory. However, time can be a great healer. The world is big enough for both Alex Jones and David Icke, in conspiracy circles, so why not Killing Joke, Muse and Dominator Virus? The restored video of the Pressure Point gig confirms the legacy of a marginalised band. It is now available on YouTube on the Cine Miniatures channel, along with other videos cut to their recorded tracks. These mostly use stock footage owned by Dream Power Pictures, except Cathars, which was shot especially. The video Albion was accepted by the 12th Szeged International Super 8mm Festival, held in Hungary, and screened there on Wednesday, September 25th, 2013. Returning to Brighton, memories of the Pressure Point gig have a special poignancy, as Peter Griffith's late partner, Rose Harrison, was present on the night. She can be seen briefly in one shot, enjoying the performance. "On a personal note," says Peter, "I would like to dedicate this presentation to Rose Harrison, who passed on peacefully in 2005. A lovely woman and partner."
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.